This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
That is correct. 2:39 here on a Friday. The aforementioned Hardline, we will join them here in a bit with some Why Today Doesn't Suck. And 1 week from right now, we'll be getting ready for the NIT Brake. As we get ready for the Final Fours, the sweet spot will be in San Antonio on Radio Row for the Final Four. So looking forward to that next week. But right now, it's time for Monty to give you what you did not hear this morning at 7:55 for the Biggie Break.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates to go through today. So listen up.
Listening.
We will start with candidate number one here, which always hard to figure out who it should land on when it's just a show mentioned in the title. I'm going to put this one on Tyler because last Friday during the invasion, they did a segment they called the Reinvasion, where they play their best of clips from the week.
Okay.
Travis was out. Sod was in for him, but Tyler said, I will handle things here. Now, you guys may remember, they were out on remote at Choctaw, I believe.
Yes.
With you guys.
That's right.
And the biggest nightmare for anyone back here when y'all are on remote is when things go haywire and connection drops.
Yeah.
And you have no backup.
And there's a greater than 50% chance that's going to happen these days.
Yep. Well, that happened. And you got Tyler and Baldy vamping.
That's not Snoop Dogg that I'm talking about. Nate Dogg is two totally different people.
Got you.
Yeah. Why don't they just call him Snoop?
That's fine.
No? That's okay, man. You're learning.
All right.
Not really.
Tomorrow we have Friday Frivolity.
It was so funny we knocked him off the air. They couldn't relive Matt's insanity again. Surely, that was actually just a joke. And he does not know that Nate Dogg and Snoop Dogg are two different people. All right, well, we'll continue here.
Now, would you say that combined, Tyler and Baldy had the energy of a corpse?
Hey, guys.
Pizza.
And who is...
So, getting better than
so
that?
Sod's in the room, too?
Sod was also there.
Is he on the phone with... Because
I
feel like a lot of times this happens... And people just kind of sit around, and nobody calls an engineer, nobody's calling Killer.
So who's driving the
segment? Nobody's calling
Cat.
It's just kind of, oh.
So Tyler had other audio to play.
Correct.
So
this will talk about pizza.
But I guess when you're the board op and you're also in charge of getting them back on the air, that's probably a little difficult.
Yeah.
And honestly, we all make mistakes about assigning roles to people, especially when they're filling in. Like when we let Creighton do news a couple weeks ago.
I did a great job.
This is a teaching hospital.
Probably should have let Lando do that because, you know, he's a newsman. But hey,
Sorry, Lando.
You live, you learn.
Next time, trust us.
And so, maybe the next time they do this.
What's coming up on the show today, Lando? You excited to do this thing?
Maybe next time they should have, I don't know, Baldy introduce the cuts.
Hey, guys.
Anyway.
Like you said. Teachable moment.
Yeah.
All right. Tyler Samsel is candidate number one. Up next here on the NIT Break, we have from the same show, Donovan Lewis, who had a hard time with the word maneuvering.
Tennessee will now hold an additional private workout with potential number one overall pick Cam Ward. They've become increasingly impressed with Ward and what he's done. And now, is it just maneuvering? To say, Giants, we really like this kid. You guys need to move up and give us a haul so we can move. You can move up from 3-1. We'll move down. And then what did I say?
You said maneuvering.
Maneuver.
Yeah, but you said manure.
Did I say manure? Well, it's all that. Yeah, maneuver.
Sometimes you got to wiggle around to manure anyway.
Sometimes. So. Oh, my gosh, you do.
All over.
Sometimes. Yeah. Stand up.
Well, yeah.
I miss the toilet.
Oh, okay, you know what?
You ever see that?
No, I haven't.
Like an old school convenient bathroom.
Just hovering a bit.
Just like, what?
Okay, let's get back on point.
An old school convenient bathroom.
Oh. Convenient store is where he was going.
No, I think it's a bathroom that just pops up whenever you need it. It's a convenient
it's
bathroom.
Convenient. Yeah, I'm going to start using manuring around. Okay, you boys just manuring around over there.
Your BS.
Yeah, manuring. I like it.
little blind spot there for Donnie. All right, he is candidate number two. Candidate number three here. We got a lot of hard line here to get to.
Good.
Starting with one Bob Sturm, who got a little choked up during a live spot, and I'll even say trying to get back on his feet was a little shaky.
All right, let's do some E-News, shall we?
It's not an impractical joke when you diddle.
The ticket.
All Pro Foundation Repair is at 877-MEAN-GREEN. 877-MEAN-GREEN. All Pro Foundation Repair. Here to help you with your house. You have a house.
Whoa.
Oh. Congratulations on that. It's these allergies. Sorry. Look, you can... just let me move on. And your house deals with things like your allergies do. Mm-hmm. But you can't just take a pill for that. You got to call Tony Cooper and the guys to get All-Pro in there to fix it.
You're right, Bob. Allergies are nothing like foundation trouble.
I'd like to think that, yeah, All-Pro's doing an air check with Bob, and they're like, I guess thanks for saying getting your foundation fixed is like taking an Allegra. All right.
You can just let me move on was hilarious.
I was like, no one said anything to you.
He's looking at me when he's saying that, too.
That cough was awesome. It sounded like the Dale Hansen roll.
Yeah, whenever things get a little sideways during a live spot, Ham will just look at you and you're like, oh, no.
Somebody you have knows. A house.
Whoa. Roll.
You have a house.
Whoa.
It's like he's falling off a ledge and trying to.
You've got to hold
somebody
on.
Help me.
Grab a branch.
Like a staircase. Yeah. Oh, no.
You have a house.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's at somebody's house that he's never been to before, and he doesn't know that the stairs are right there. It's like, you have a house. Oh, my gosh, I'm falling down. That's exactly what I see in my mind.
Oh, Bob. What
you
a
have
treat.
A house.
He is candidate number three. Up next, Corby Davidson.
Kirby.
Now, he was trying to talk about something he saw on Twitter. Now, I know Corby is a man of the people, a man for the P1s. Didn't know he was this into the P1s.
Shout out to Tepid Participation. You're familiar with
yeah.
him on Twitter, correct?
Yeah, the great Michael Tepid. Yeah,
yes, dude. Michael's great, who just reached out on Twitter and had the bravery to say full credit to All In Corby Davidson, who just reached out asking him, which I did, do you really think Teodo is going to generate enough arm side run on his kick change to offset the glove side movement his hero slider naturally produces?
Interesting.
Uh-huh. He gets it.
Yeah.
He knows where his bread's buttered. You know what, Michael? You can come in my...
Wow.
You can. You are really pleased with that.
Very
point.
Thankful.
You can be in my suite as well. It's not just the fellows that I work with. It's Michael as well.
Do we have to be there when that's happening? Because I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you specifically have to be there.
And Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do you listen to his podcast?
No, not yet.
What's it called?
Which... Oh my God, we are so out of time. It is
6:52. No, hold on.
What?
It's the tickets.
Oh, Sean Bass. Yes, he does it with Sean.
What's it called?
Rangers in Review?
It's called Diamond Pod.
Diamond Pod.
And it's on the ticket.
Yeah. That's where we work.
Did y'all ever kick around Rangers in Review?
No.
Well, even if you haven't, that's what we're going to call it from now on, thanks to Corby.
But in fairness to Corby, I've been friends with Michael Tepid for a long time. He's a handsome bastard, so yeah.
Has he ever...
Would you let him do that?
Probably not, but...
Did you dump that at the time, Ham?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he never said where. He just said, in general, take your pick.
I was worried where he was going to go with it. You know what? I like baseball so much.
You're a good dude, man. You turn around.
It's right there.
He lowers his action pants. All right, there's Corby. Up next on the NIT break, candidate number five, again, from the hard line, our dear friend with the short hair, Kevin Landrum. It's been a hell of a week for him breaking news.
Ooh.
And he thought he was breaking news to DJ and Ham during the hard line. Instead, he went ahead and put it on air.
But Wyatt and Evan are absolute kids, 22. And then you have the two arms in Kumar and Leiter. And so if two of those guys ball out this year, you can really have the season you want to have. If you get to three
Mark
or four.
Stein saying that Anthony Davis is expected to play tonight, but not tomorrow.
Oh, you just said that to us on the air. A little bit of breaking news.
Sorry about that.
No, dude, that's fine. No, I mean, look, that's why
you got information.
Yeah. I was telling DJ, but it's being reported that Anthony Davis is expected to play tonight, but not tomorrow. Sorry about that.
A little bit of breaking news.
I don't think you can say you're sorry if you're giving us a little more meat for the the show. Anyway, so Evan Carter.
I'll say this, Lando. You got really fortunate because normally when you're talking over that talkback, it's like, dude, see the rack on that chick on the MLB TV.
Yeah, I'm usually not
big damn boobs in
FCC
the day.
Friendly when I do that.
That was hilarious.
It's not even breaking news.
Just Bob is mid sentence and you just plow right in.
And I never leave my mic on. I don't know what happened.
Tell you wah wah, bro.
I want you to anytime there's breaking news, just jump right in and say it. No
sounder.
Just like, oh, just conversation.
Ham, you're the worst. It's not even breaking news. Deion Sanders has a 5-year contract for $54 million.
That wasn't breaking news.
That was today, correct?
Yeah.
Not breaking news.
But it wasn't breaking
news.
So
mention it.
No reason to even bring it up. All right. Lando is candidate number 5. Our last candidate here on the NIT break is from last Friday morning. One DJ Ringenberg, who during the e-break had a hard time saying words, and we blame it on the ham effect. If you're just in the room with him, he can take your powers.
Nobody knows the struggles that I go through producing that afternoon show. So, our three candidates for the emergency break of the week, we have Jay King failing to read a sponsor correctly. We've got Matt Birmingham enlightening the masses, letting them know that Clayton Kershaw did in fact go to high school.
Yep, it's infectious.
And Corby forgetting that he is hosting Why Today Doesn't Soak. So 888-787-SEC.
Why Today Doesn't Soak?
What is happening? 888-787-1310. Yes! Let's go to the phones.
Get away from us. You're killing us all.
Soak.
Why Today Doesn't Soak.
What if we did soak during WTDS?
At 3 o'clock every day?
I mean, it sounds like Corby would be the willing participant.
I call Tepa first. Join him? Just watch.
All right.
Cups.
So let's vote. Is it Tyler Samsel not having a backup plan? Is it Manure Donnie? Is it Choked Up Bob? Is it very friendly to the Ranger fan P1 Corby? Breaking News Lando or Tongue-Tied DJ? We'll start with the breaking news man himself, Lando.
I'll take very friendly Corby.
Mm. All right. I'll go ahead and go next. I'd like to give a vote to Lando. Ham.
Bob doing this.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God. All right. The first three votes have been spread around. Sean?
I'm going to go with Bob and All Throat Foundation.
Ooh. All right. That's a different thing.
I
Mino?
Could create a tie here because I am a big fan of Rangers in Review.
Vote how you vote.
I got to go, Bob. That was hilarious.
All right. Bob doing this.
House. You have a house.
Whoa. Wins the NIT break. That is his third all time.